the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 382 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. I call this one a mixed bag for very obvious reasons as we go through this crazy schedule and have some great games and some not so great games. But at the same time, we still advance in CONCACAF. So, hey, overall good, but moments a little bit rough. So we're going to call this bad boy a mixed bag. Of course, we've got the whole crew with us this week. We've got Bam, we've got Tony, and we've got Araceli coming in late from Kansas, getting the job done as always. Of course, Bam over there with his 8 days remaining. I'm going to go to you first, sir. How are you feeling as we count down to your visit?
Feeling good. Now I've got one more week of work left. So 5 more shifts. So getting closer, getting excited, getting nervous. We'll talk about something that happened last night that for me. So looking forward to that. Got confirmation about something. So that's going to be interesting to talk about. Obviously, this week's games was, as you said, a mixed bag. We'll get into that as well. And if you keep seeing me look off to the side here, it's okay. I'm not that distracted. Just as Tony will probably understand, I'm watching the F1 free practice 2 at the moment, which is going around about a 30-minute drive from my house. So it's a big weekend in Melbourne this weekend, and let's get into it.
Nice. Are you going to go?
No, it's... Yeah. It's got a long contract to be here. I'll go 1 year when Tony comes out, when some of the other guys come out, we'll all go together. But at the moment, I look at it going, it's better to watch on TV. You can see all of the action instead of just one corner.
It's also brutally hot this time of year, right?
Yeah, but we're supposed to have a lot of rain forecast for race day too. So it's going to be interesting. Bunch of rookie drivers, first time racing, some rain in Melbourne. It'll be interesting, to say the least.
So entertaining, that is for sure. Nice. And of course, Tony's getting ready for it. Tony, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. Finally better and able to move around, not sick as I was last week. And, you know, ready for the game coming up this Saturday, and then also the inedible talk of who our next opponent is in Champions Cup.
Yeah, the ticket madness extravaganza debate over. Yeah, I get it. It's the circus is coming to town. I know. I'm excited about it. I got to be honest. And honestly, if there was any team that could take these dudes down, it's us on a good day. So. Bring it. Better to be on this side of the bracket than that other side of the bracket. I'll just leave it at that. Of course, Araceli, who has been beyond busy, traveling, doing everything possible. Of course, running with two leagues and covering two leagues. How are you doing?
A little tired, but I'm getting through it. I'm doing really well. Kind of feeling little mixed emotions right now because KU just got eliminated from the Big 12. If you're not a college basketball fan, then I don't know what to say on that one, but no, exciting times here in KC. We have the Big 12 tournament and, of course, all the St. Patrick's Day celebrations this weekend. So just more looking forward to that, honestly.
Nice. Yeah, busy times for sure. And a good spring. Yeah, a good time for St. Patrick's Day in terms of having what day. You can make it a 3-day weekend if you wanted to. It's all good. Cool. So, of course, we'll talk about the games. Like I said, the mixed bag is real. I mean, we took a good thumping this past weekend and, of course, recovered really well in the midweek, even though the result wasn't great. The overall result was better. We'll definitely get to it. And, of course, LAFC 2 is back in action as well, so we'll cover them too. And that was another mixed bag, tale of two halves. So, yeah, we'll go there. Now, also, I know there's a record of minutes of futility with one Olivier Giroud. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but dude's due. He better be due this week. That's all I'm going to leave it at, or he can watch the games like the rest of us. Right, Bam?
Oh, 100%. You know, if he doesn't score this weekend, he better be dropping bombs on our next opponent in the Champions Cup, that's for sure.
We need it. We need it. You're paying him the money. You got to get the job done. So we'll leave it at that, of course. Let's get into it with Seattle. Hey, we're going to cover all the games, guys. We're not scared of these things. Sometimes the rough ones say a lot more about your team than the great results. So, yeah, we're not running away from this one. So, yes, we went up to Seattle with a B squad, we could say. I mean, definitely that was a mixed bag, too. Mix of starters, mix of bench. Yeah, really funky lineup. It's technically a 3-4-3, if you want to call it that, though it felt like a 5-2-3 for most of this thing. Hassall got his start in goal. Yeah, new face in goal, guys. Long, Tafari, and Segura were your center backs. Smolnikov and Palencia were your outsides, playing pretty high on the day. And then Delgado and Saldana were in the midfield. Up top was Giroud, Yeboah, and Ordaz. Yeah, right? Hot lineup. Sure. Yes. Tell me what you really want to win this week. That's what we ran with. Of course, Seattle, they're in the same boat. You know, they needed to get a result in CONCACAF as well. So their roster looked a little bit different. They also listed a 3-4-3 on the day with Reagan, Gomez, and Bell as their center backs. Thomas was in goal. João Paulo and Leiva were holding it down in midfield. Koza Renzi and Rothrock were on the outsides of the mid. Ferreira, Busowski, and De La Vega were up top. So firepower was real, right? They did take it super serious on the attack-minded vibe of this game. And you could tell the way the game played itself out that they were in it to win it. That's for sure. Even though there were some movements, still, in terms of starters, they were a lot more based. You know, a little better lineup than what we were offering. And the game kind of looked that, right? Things kicked off. Tony, I'm going to throw it to you. Highlights and lowlights. I'm not even going to say by half. Just let it rip, dude.
Honestly, it was just the overall performance, just like a lackluster performance from the weekend is the best way to say it. Like, I knew we were going to do this, like, be prepared for the second part of Champions Cup, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad, unfortunately. Like, Seattle was going, like, as you said, Seattle was going in, like, they haven't won a game and we were undefeated. So, yep. Again, don't want to give them the first win, but unfortunately, that's what we ended up doing. Because it's, if you watch the goals, there was mostly a lot of lapse on defense on our side of them not, of our defenders not just being there in that time. Segura was a weak, weak person that they kept punishing the whole time. And it's just one of those things. Is I love Segura, everything he's done for our community, everything he's done for LAFC, but it's just at some point this project needs to end at any moment in time. Like, the only highlights and good graces of, like, good was, of course, Ordaz and Martinez with, like, a nice wonder goal of just getting by everyone like he usually does and just slots into the oven. And then Ordaz just being there at the right moment and right time just to put it in. And of course, the other low light, if we will talk about it, if you want to talk about it, but it's always the person is the non-striker unable to score. When you have a, I would say a little bit younger, but a defender in another league scoring two goals already, and it's not even his position.
Yeah, I mean, that's an issue, right? You feel like you're playing down a man for the entire time that he's out there because, dude, like, no one has to mark you that hard, right? It doesn't seem like you have to put too much effort. You can cheat as a defensive line if you know a guy is going to be that out of it. And we felt it. You know, we definitely felt it. And people can complain about service, but every other guy in our lineup that has played that role so far has figured it out. And some in one game, right? And the ones we aren't even re-signing, they figured it out. So you just kind of look at it and go, well, this might be a bust of a signing, right? And now how long are we going to live with that? And how long are we going to deal with that? And when are we going to address it? That's the next question. In terms of the rest of the lineup, yeah, Segura, it was kind of a nightmare. And it carried over as we go into the next games. But he's not looking the part. That's for sure. He's looking as a liability more than an asset at this stage, and which is rough to see because we do love the guy. He's done a lot for this club, a lot for this community, but he's just not getting the job done. There are moments, right? He has his moments, but mistakes are huge at times, and it's really costly. In terms of Long coming out of the game, and then to me the big loss is our sub coming in was Marlon, and then he gets hurt. That was also a ominous preview for the midweek, because that's a guy we were looking forward to having out there to settle things, and well, he got hurt, so that was tough. Smolikov, yeah, he looked a little bit off. I'll say that. Struggling a bit at times there. He's learning it the hard way. Let's be real. And then others that just didn't step up. Well, I mean, the midfield situation was a little bit odd. And I know some people were talking about Hassall and, oh man, you know, if Giroud was there, it wouldn't. I don't know, man. Those were a lot of close range shots, a lot of isolated plays for a goalkeeper. Yes, there was one long range, but man, that was hit proper. I'm not sure what he could have done. Maybe one of those could have been different, but otherwise, dude, it's going to get buried on anybody if you give them those kind of chances. So on the day, it looks like our depth got exposed. That's for sure, especially against a team like Seattle. Does it show how desperate we might need a little more depth in that midfield? Yeah, it does. You know, if we're done signing, it could be tough. But I will say, you know, with Unger coming in for the Champions League, things looked a little bit up. Bam, your thoughts on this match against Seattle?
Yeah, it was good to see a change in lineup. It was obviously the big game midweek that we had that we were looking forward to as well. So getting such a big lineup change, it's good to see. Boa had a good game. Ordaz kept pushing, which I like seeing. Defense to me is where it fell off quite a bit. And I think my biggest thing with Hassel was he, to me, just wasn't directing the defense as much. He wasn't yelling. He wasn't talking to him and all that, which he's young. He'll learn that kind of stuff. My main question is, why was he picked in over Ochoa? Coming into this match, why did you start Ochoa over him? But that's, to me, where I think the biggest change I would have made out of that lineup.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, Hassel has experience in the league, right? I mean, they both do. But I think Hassel's been kind of seen as that second guy coming into this because he's had more time leading his side, to be honest, and has had a better track record overall. So I think that would be it. But yeah, rust was there. Again, he doesn't get many minutes, and the minutes he does get, we had this. So rough for him, you know, that's for sure. Araceli, your thoughts on the result, and are you concerned after seeing this?
I'm not concerned just yet, given the type of schedule that LAFC has had in the last couple of weeks here. I feel like I don't want to say that this is something that we kind of expected, but given the quick turnarounds, they're going to falter at some point, and it's still very early in the season. They can hopefully make up the points somewhere else down the road. But looking at the rosters, I'm not surprised with Hassel being in the being in goal. And like you mentioned, he does have a lot of experience in this league. I believe he started out as a third ranking keeper for Vancouver. Or Portland, the two. So he has been around for a while, is what I'm trying to say. But obviously, Seattle, the moment that they put the pressure on, they didn't let up. The only thing that I saw interesting from the Seattle side, aside from Rodon and Morris, was Rothrock, Kalani Rosi-Kanensi. I wrote that boy's name like 10 different times. I don't know why I still can't pronounce it. But what I'm trying to say in a long-winded way is that they used a young roster that we saw from the MLS Next Pro side. It was very Next Pro heavy. So moving forward, I would hope to see LAFC take that strategy again, but we shall see, because they did sign one of the LAFC 2 boys ahead of Columbus.
There is that. Yes. I mean, there's no question Seattle's been very effective in developing their youth and bringing them up. Our pipeline has been a little bit slow, right? Also, we had partnership changes, and so when that second team comes in, it's still feeling very new for us, but for them feeling weathered, right? They know what they have to do. They know how they approach it. The plan looks more solid than ours at the moment, and it showed in this game for sure. Outside of that, Tony, anything else you want to add to this thing before we move on to Columbus?
Nothing more. Just the good thing again is that we the youngins of Ordaz and Martinez did the right things and are showing promise. So that's the only thing I can take a bit away from this game.
I mean, yeah, the big takeaway, Martinez took a ball from nearly the half line and went through the entire Seattle defense. That's not nothing, right? That was a pretty big deal on that one. And he just keeps having moments like this. So good on him. Keep it up. Him and Ordaz, like, what a battle they're going through. Well, for all the best reasons, right? They're doing their jobs. That's for sure. Working way above that paycheck. Let's be real. So, yeah, we go to that, to, of course, the match in Columbus. And it seemed like the issues affecting us in Seattle quickly affected us in this match as well. We went into this thing going, oh, comfortable, 3-0 lead. No big deal. Just got to get through this. Take it easy, guys. Like, get through this game. Kill it if you need to. Yeah, game plan, not so much. Right, Tony? What happened here?
Pretty much a rinse and repeat of what happened in Seattle, flat-footed, and a lot of they wanted it more. We already knew going into Columbus it was going to be hard to come in. We've known it. What, two times we've gone up there, and both times have come back in disaster. And yes, we did get that 3-goal lead, which was a nice cushion, but early on, it's just, you know, early on, they just punished us early. Again, Segura, one of the aspects of the whole transition of them hurting us is just also being lost and not communicating. Because if you watch the goals all over again, as I just kind of did a refresher just to keep up with it, it was just so bad of just almost flat footage, just ball watching. And, you know, blessed that it was only just two goals in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, it could have easily been gone in that first half, right? It nearly was. Mm-hmm. And it probably, like you said, should have been, but Lloris stood on his head time and time again in this one. Mm-hmm. As our guys look kind of lost out there, definitely flat footed. It looked like we were just going to play this shell counterattack, which just doesn't seem totally natural. Tactically, also looking at the lineup that they were giving versus ours, they overloaded us in the midfield. I mean, down the middle, they went with a full on overload, really killing our creative ability and ability to break out. It had to go wide every time to really break them down. So yeah, tough times, that's for sure. In terms of the lineup, I mean, we had Lloris in goal, right? We had Segura and Long. Again, Marlon would have been there if he was healthy, but Seattle messed that up. Palencia, Holling said, again, expected lineups. Tillman, Igor Jesus, Delgado, the expected players. Up top, Buonga, Bobosi, Martinez. So no excuses, right? The one guy maybe, but that was it. For them, on the other hand, they went with three center backs this time. And then Jackson and Nogby holding back as defensive midfielders, and Chambos and Rossi playing withdrawn striker roles. So you basically had four guys sitting in that central area, just clogging things up. Hard to escape from that. Of course, Farsi and Arfson were on the outsides doing their work. And then Russell Rowe was target man. I mean, that's what they ran with. Again, they hurt us early. Fell asleep on that goal. Penalty was what it was. Bam, your thoughts on that penalty?
I've only seen the replay of it because at the time I was stuck at work, so I didn't get a chance to watch the game live. Look, it is what it is. You can't argue it. It's, you got more of arguing the case of that double kick penalty from earlier today, but this one, you can't really argue it too much.
Nah, it is what it is. We all know who was in trouble here, and that should affect lineups going forward. That's for sure. Some things to think about. Now, in terms of surviving the game, of course, the Lloris save off the line that the debate was also going, did it cross? Did it not cross? I honestly don't care. It is what it is, right? We got through it. We've been boned on a million different calls in the past, so whatevs, man. I don't care, especially against that team. You got to survive, and they did. And of course, I think the story was that substitution late. That my gosh, for the few minutes played, we got a real one, guys. A real good player here. I think we lucked out. I mean, the few minutes that we saw, I think there were 8 class touches from this guy. Am I wrong on this, Bam? Like, clean.
Yeah, he's, for what we've got him for, it's going to be really great to see him get more time, and he's just going to be so much better.
Yeah, I mean, I was enjoying that. And our Roma boy down there, Tony, what are your thoughts, man? You've seen him before, now you see him in our colors. What do you think?
No, it was done well. Like, again, it's just he's an good striker, like nothing too crazy to write a home run about, something that we need at this point in time, because going for these big names doesn't seem like it's cutting for us as well. So, but he did pretty well, was showing that he wants to be here and put up the effort, and again giving the assist and the hustle to get that 50-50 ruffle ball to get it to Buong and put the game away was perfect. But again, still a long season. I don't want to, you know, give him too much praise at the moment, because, you know, one day you're great, and the next day you're the enemy.
That's how it works, yes. But yeah, again, better first impressions than other big name players that have come to us recently, so we'll take that. So yeah, boys survive. We move on. We got to play Miami. Keep you posted on all that stuff. The ticket sales are out there. Ticket sales are crazy. Good luck to those who are going to travel to Fort Lauderdale as well. But it's on. Circus is on. So we'll keep you posted as things continue with that fun stuff. Now, other teams we're playing. Yes, LAFC 2 back in action. I'm going to go right to Araceli on this. I left this game thinking we were going to win by a blowout, but it didn't quite work that way. A lot of promise, a lot of beautiful goals. But wow, talk about a tale of two halves. Araceli, take it away. What happened in the world of LAFC 2?
Oh, believe me, I think you and I were sharing the same thoughts in that regard, because the first half definitely showed a lot of promise. But before we get right into the game, I do want to quickly mention, since I did mention it earlier, Kenny Nelson was signed to the first team through the rest of this season with options for 2026 and 2027. Unfortunately, he had very limited minutes with LAFC 2 last season, so I really cannot say if this was a good signing or not for the senior team, but time will tell given he's been given options for the next 2 years. And along with that, LAFC 2 signed Cairo Walters, a 19-year-old attacker. He was signed on loan from Panamanian side CD Plaza Amador to LAFC 2 for the rest of the 2025 season with a 3-year club option through 2028. So
that's wild.
It is. So you can kind of see the pattern that LAFC is starting to take with the younger team. But again, we shall see in the coming months what that is going to evolve into. But going into the match, as we both mentioned, the first half definitely was very dominated by LAFC 2. Matt Evans starting things off in the 7th minute with a dangerous strike from outside the box to open the scoring. Adrian Rebowo, excuse me for the mispronunciation. He wasted no time to score in the 10th minute. He goes low to beat the keeper and tucks in a clean finish into the bottom right corner. And in the 27th minute, Alec Hughes scored at close range on his debut off a brilliant team buildup. From then on, it seemed like a comfortable 3-0 lead. But unfortunately, come the second half, the Whitecaps rallied with 3 goals of their own to force it into the shootout, which ultimately LAFC 2 fell in 4-2. But given this result, I would be fair to say it is a strong start for them. It did show a lot of promise. So moving forward in the season, I am excited to see where it goes. Along with that, LAFC 2 did release their new jerseys, They're first and second, if anybody saw that. I really like it, honestly. Did you guys happen to see that or no?
Yeah, it's like a hoop. The hoops design kind of for the home the home kit. I think they both look great. I do. They're a little different, right? It's definitely a departure from what LAFC top side would do. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of tell it's template too, right? It's Adidas. But I think they look cool. They look clean. I don't know what the guys think. What do you think, Bam?
Yeah, they look clean. They're you know, it's a bit different, but at the same time, it's very similar to a lot of clubs out there. It also differentiates between LFC and LFC 2, which is good. Mm-hmm. The only downside is it means that we're all probably going to spend more money on jerseys, but, you know, that they are quite nice. Like the home jersey, I don't mind. I think that's my favorite out of the two.
Yeah, if only they would sell them, they'd make a couple bucks, you think?
I mean, there are secondary squads that are selling theirs, like Portland and Cincinnati, for example. So don't see why LFC can't, but that's not my argument.
Right, it's just a little strange, but yeah, I guess. Of course, they can't hide for too long. We're going to get right back into the mix, right, Sally?
Oh, absolutely. But very quickly, kind of rewinding a little here, despite the result, Matt Evans did earn goal of the match week one honors for his strike. So at least it's something. But yes, coming up next, they are going to have a very quick turnaround, just like LAFC. But first off, they are hosting Ventura County tomorrow in the first round of El Tráfico Chico. I know we don't like that name. I did not pick that. But the match is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It will be streamed on MLS Season Pass. And then to Wednesday, March 19th, they will actually be hosting FC Arizona for their first Open Cup match. That will be a 7:30 kickoff. I believe that game will be on YouTube. I would need to double check that.
Good chance, probably, right? It's Open Cup. So... all right, we'll keep you guys posted on where that's going to be. But yeah, Wednesday, March 19th, Open Cup's back. Now, can you imagine if the top team, I know I'm still going to fight because I want the top team to be in the show, but you can kind of see where things are leading here with our busy schedule, how funky it might have been. So there goes that. I'll just leave it there. All right, now, I didn't get some, I saw a couple comments from the supporters. I'm just going to jump on there for a few seconds to see who's on, who's saying what. Let's see. I see Falcons in the mix, and Omar Campos is on there too. So not a lot of comments for tonight. I know we had weird times, you know, but if you guys do want to comment, please do. We will jump in the mix and get you on there again. Throw it out there, guys. We're always having fun with this stuff anyway. All right, so on to the next thing, club and community news. We have another home game this week, so I know Tony's got some stuff for us. Let it rip, Tony.
It's going to be pretty much an early tailgate because the game is at 12:30. So I know most tailgates are going to start around 7. I know BA is rocking Crazy Socks Day for our, you know, not our mascot, but our mascot from Millie. Pretty much it's just Silly Sock Day. Let me get to pull it up. It's Rock Your Socks Day for World Down Syndrome Day. So she has some crazy socks, just wear them to the North End. I know most of y'all can't show them all because most of us wear jeans, and if you can wear shorts, go for it. But yeah, just wear your silly socks, and most of the tailgate's going to be going down for this Saturday at 7 o'clock.
There we go, guys. Enjoy the tailgate. Should be fun. Again, early kickoff this week as well, 12:30, I believe. We're kicking things off.
12:30.
Wow. Yeah. 12:30. I got to get up early. Game on. Got to do it. Must do it. Bring it. So, yeah, definitely don't miss the game, guys. Get up early and get to the fields. So, there you go.
12:30 was perfect. It's 6:45 kickoff for me.
Yeah, it's after dinner.
No, it's before breakfast. 6:45 a.m.
That is breakfast for me. Okay, gotcha. All right. So Bam's getting up early to watch the game. We gotcha. We gotcha, man. Cool. All right. Now, Bam, I think you're going to tackle this one, but we got the Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute. What you got?
I'm going with a Canadian band. Now, with this Canadian band, they formed in 1988. They released a song back in, I want to say, in 1998. So after being together for 10 years, this song was used in a lot of movies and all that kind of stuff. Everyone knows it. And seeing that we're almost at that stage, I'm going 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
I get it. All right. I like it. I like it. We haven't heard much from them in a while, right? I mean, I guess they're still around, but yeah, there you go. That's cool. That song was everywhere for a long time. So well done, sir. Good choice as we count down to the return of Bam. Yes. Should we tell them, Bam, where we're going to see you, where they can find you?
Well, I would definitely be, thanks to carpooling with Joseph, and I'm pretty sure Tony's going to be heading down as well. We're all going to be in San Diego for San Diego Away. So come find me. I'll have a couple of things on me to give out to the first couple of people that do find me. But yeah, definitely if you're doing San Diego Away, come find me and I'll have a couple of things for the first couple of people that find me.
Stay classy with the with the boys in San Diego. It should be fun. Tailgating and all. I know there will be a big tailgate. So that's why we're driving down. We don't be on a bus, man. We're going to be a part of tailgate fun. So yeah, it's on, guys. We're up to shenanigans. We expect you to be there too and have a good time. So it's going to be fun. That's for sure. Of course, Bam will be in other sites. He'll keep you all posted where he's going to be. So follow Bam, people. The adventure will begin soon. Can't wait to have you here, brother. That's for sure. All right. I know it's been a quick one tonight. We started kind of late, so we're going to do this. Moving on. We're going to the LAFC versus Austin match. The return of Ilya. I know. Let's all feel sad for a moment. He's in the wrong colors. But Ilya is coming back. We get to say hi to Ilya. We all miss Ilya. We all love Ilya, even though he's wearing the wrong colors this week. Yeah. Yeah, it's on. So Austin's coming to town. They're kind of in a weird situation, that's for sure, as we got a 2-0-1 record, 6 points. They've got a 1-0-2 record with only 3 points. In fact, they have more points than goals scored. I know, right? Pretty wild. Three games in so far, they won their first game against Sporting Kansas City. Sorry, Araceli. 1-0 at home. Then they lost the Timbers on the road, and then the Colorado Rapids at home. Every game was a 1-0. Ain't that strange? So, yes, they've got one goal, right? One freaking goal after three games. So I was like, yeah, let's feature all those guys that score goals for them. It's going to be a cool list of potential players. And it's like, yeah, they got one, guys. Meh. Yeah, not much to run on with that. But yeah, I think the only goal scorer was, if I was seeing it right, I can't remember who it was. Again, they're having issues with scoring, but they did just buy a striker that we'll talk about in a few seconds here. Bam, have you been able to take a good look at Austin in the lead up to this thing?
Not a good look per se, but I have kept a little eye on them because one of my mates over here loves Austin, so he became an Austin fan for him. You know, having Bukari as the only goal scorer this year, from the first game where they played SKC, which it is SKC, you know, the way that their season, the off season was with players, kind of expected to get something like that. But we'll see what happens when we end up facing SKC. But for this week against Austin, I think Ilya will definitely get a run, but I'm interested to see what the actual lineup will be.
Yeah, I think from what I've seen, it's been pretty consistent with a 4-4-2, if I see it rightly. Yeah, both matches, the last two matches, 4-4-2 lineup. The last one out, it was Uzuni, their newest signing, Murto Uzuni, up top with Vasquez. Sanchez and Pereira held it down in midfield. Bukari and Wolf were on the outs. Back line, back four, Heinz Eich and Svatok were their center backs. Dessler and Buto were their outside backs, and Stuver was in goal, right? go to the game before that. And what a shock. Pereira Sanchez holding it down. In this case, Escante was next behind Ike. Deslin Bureau were there. Bukari was in instead of Wolf. O'Brien was in instead as well. But up top was Wolf and Vasquez because, well, their new striker wasn't there yet until the last match. The one thing they did mention a lot, I think, in their power rankings was that a lot of crosses. They were trying to get a lot of balls in the air, in the center, service up high, basically, into their strikers. So, again, using the wing play, using the overlap play, that was what they were going for. That was the project. Again, it's only gotten one goal so far this year. So they are trying to work things out. And I know watching Sanchez out there as well, he hasn't gotten a full 90 in, I think, any match. So, you know, he gets his minutes and then he comes off the field. That's what he's doing right now. We'll see how long that lasts. But, yeah, they haven't really unlocked things yet. They're still, again, feeling things out. But again, they now have a couple of decent attacking options. They just need to make it work. And you've got to be ready for that. That's for sure. Tony, how are you feeling about this week? Your thoughts on Austin? I mean, I know they haven't scored one goal. They're going to improve that, right?
Hopefully. Like, it's just, it's home cooking, so they should be. It's an early game, so I don't know. It's one of those things where you don't realize who's going to show up and who's not. And especially with, well, I know for sure Ordaz and Martinez are going to show up because he's been putting in the effort and putting in the work. And I'm not saying like all the boys aren't, but it's just, I'm very offset on it. Like, I don't know who is going to be the best one for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think our story is the story here. We see where Austin's at, but what are we doing, right? We've seen these shuffle lineups. We saw how bad things went in the last league match. Now we're dealing with a situation where, yes, we got through Columbus. It was a little tough. Still got a couple days off under their belt now to understand it, and enough time, I think, to recover to use whatever lineup they choose as long as they're healthy. Now the questions have to be answered. And those who struggled in one match, there's a good reason to tell them why they're not playing in this match, right? You've seen the body of work. They can't argue it. Y'all saw it. So what is the lineup going to look like? Of course, we know who's going to be in goal. There's no doubt, right? We've got our star goalkeeper. He's stepped up. He's one of the best stories of our season so far. So Lloris will be in goal. Center back pairing is going to be all about health. I got to think that, you know, if Marlin can play, he's going to play, and he's going to be next to Long. There is no question, but if he can't, is it going to be Segura again, or is somebody else finally healthy enough to jump in? Your thoughts, man, what do you think we're going to see in the center back situation?
For center backs, obviously Long is going to get a start. He's healthy. We'll get pushed with that. I can see us be Segura if Marlon's not healthy, and I think it will be Segura.
Yeah, because Chanot's not ready, right? I mean, we haven't heard yet.
No, I haven't heard. Like, says he's still injured, and not till late March. That's from everything I can find.
We might not have a choice here, right? That's what we're looking at here. All right. Now, the outside back situation. I mean, we're going to go with the tried and true, right? We're not going to mess with this. What do you think, Tony? Who's your outside backs this week?
I think it just, I was like, even though it was a quick turnaround, I would still go with Valencia and Hollingshead.
It's who we can trust, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it's at. Midfield situation, it feels like a push. Like, I don't think we're going to see anything weird here. I think Igor Jesus will be in there. The three, right? Ersole, go to you. Who is your three in the midfield? It's pretty straightforward, right, with who we have available?
I believe so. Yeah, kind of the safe route. I'm sorry. Who was the three for the last game for Columbus? Because I didn't watch Columbus at all.
It's Jesus, Delgado, Tillman. I mean, that's the three, right? Every time.
Right, yeah.
And then it drops off hard after that. So I know that that start to me, that's our weak link, not because of the starters. Like, the starters are fine, but after that, what, right? It gets a little sketch. Now, elephant in the room, of course, is the center forward situation. Right wing situation, it gets funky because there's now three functional players in that role, so that gets weird too. Left wing, settled, Bwanga. There's no conversation else than that. It's Bwanga. But the other two are debatable. Giroud is Giroud, right? I think we've all seen it. Yeah, it's frustrating. But who's going in there? You know, that's the question. So, Araceli, I'm going to ask you, like, are we going to Ebobase? Are we going Giroud? What do you think we're going to do?
Given that LAFC hasn't really gotten a real result in the last couple matches, I would like to see Ebobase in there. But, unfortunately, Giroud has that TV power, per se. So I won't be surprised if he gets the start and then Ebobase comes in on the second half.
I'm worried about the same thing. Tony, what do you think?
Giroud gets to start. It's one of those things of, like, we just got to keep seeing what we can do with him and figure out a way to work him out, especially with how the season's going. We have to get him at least firing at 50%, maybe to make that late push for the playoffs or League's Cup.
Bam.
Bwanga's going to play in the middle up front.
That would be nice.
Or Diaz and Martinez on the outsides.
That would be fun. That would be a fun lineup. Like, kind of like when we had Bradley Wright Phillips and Vela, where we were just kind of helicoptering. Guys would take turns in all three roles, and it was fun and chaotic, and nobody knew how to defend us.
Yeah. Because I'm going back to the Seattle game where Bwanga started up. Didn't start. He came on in the 59th minute. But see, Ordaz played the whole game on the left, have Martinez on the right, and have Bwanga in the middle, and see how that goes. I reckon this is a perfect game to try that. If it doesn't work, then okay, at halftime, take off Ordaz or Martinez, then put it on Giroud.
Yeah, because we just don't see Ordaz Martinez together enough. Because they've both been the effective ones, right? But we haven't seen them a whole lot. And then, of course, there's Under, right? Our new DP player. Could he get a start in this match? What are the chances he gets a start in this match? Could be gutsy if we do. Tony, do you think he could get a start, or we're going to see that glorious substitution?
Glorious substitution.
Yeah, the introduction. Yeah, I have a feeling the same thing's going to happen. Is he'll come in, he gets that intro to everybody, and then he takes care of business, because I think he has a good fit, especially with Bwanga. I think there's something cool there. But that guy in the middle, yeah, we got issues there. That's for sure. So we'll see what happens. We'll ask you guys. I see about 7 comments. Let's see who's out there, who's got something for us here. What are you guys thinking about the Giroud situation, the lineup situation, everything going down? So let's see what we got going on. Moving. The Diego Rossi, I'll get my revenge next time, is pretty funny, guys. Carlos Velas, any news on me yet? That's funny, too. Falcon says, bus to San Diego. As far as we know, no. I haven't heard anything about one. I'm driving, so, I haven't heard it.
I did.
Yeah.
Did I see... I can't remember where I saw it, but someone posted about a hotel in San Diego that was doing deals with it.
Yes, there is. There's a block being sold, and the price is very fair from what I saw. Check in with the supporter groups. It's been running around all over the place. But check in with them so you can get the information on that.
Yeah. And this is a major thing. Join the 3252. Join a supporter group. You'll find out about these little informations that we can't expand on. But if you join a supporter group, join 3252, you can get these perks. So definitely get on there and sign up.
That's how it is. Yeah. No, honestly, they're going to take over that place. It's going to be crazy. If we get the win, it's going to be even crazier. So have fun with that. If you're going to stay, a lot of people are going to make a trip out of it. I think that's why you heard much about a bus, because people are like, I'm multi-day San Diego. I get you for that. It's fun down there. So, yeah, totally.
San Diego is a beautiful, beautiful city. I've been there multiple times to go to Comic-Con and all that kind of stuff, but it is an absolute gorgeous city.
Man, what I wouldn't give to see Will Ferrell show up in character as Ron Burgundy rooting for LAFC, man. That would just be the greatest ever. But I saw him at a Kings game do it once. So, hey, dude, have fun with this. It'd be great. Let's see, we got our Antoine Griezmann account here. Played my final UEFA Champions League game yesterday because I'm on my way to Los Angeles. Yeah, right. We could do that. How many right wings can we sign? Let's go. Chiellini, I like that one. Hello, Chad. I missed my other stream. He was at the last home game. So, yes, the man was present. The Buonga and the Hollingshead account. You guys are having fun with this one tonight. I see the love for Vela from the Hollingshead one. But, hey, Hollingshead's on pace to be our leading scorer this year. So, he ain't got time for that. He's got work to do. So, there we are. All right, guys. Love it. Keep it up. Having fun with all that stuff. So, it'll be the story of us this week. Austin's going to do what Austin's going to do. Okay? They're finding themselves. They have their star player now. Things will kick off for them. We've got to be careful. But our lineup, with so many games happening, the guys looking very tired in the last match but still surviving, it's going to be interesting to see who takes the field. And then the big questions. Do you sacrifice 60 on an experiment, or do you go with what's working? That, I think, is our big story for this week. Bam. Your thoughts going in, this is before we head out for the night.
Thoughts going in, you know, it's Austin. To them, this is a big game, you know, trying to come into LA, beat LA. They always want to try and do that. Just everyone going to the game. It's an early game. Be easy on the mimosas. Be easy on the breakfast beers. It's going to be a long day. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. And as I always say, mental health, that's the main thing. Mental health matters. If you are in need of help and you can't reach any of us, reach out to the Department of Mental Health for Los Angeles County. You know, the helpline is 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771 or 988. Plain and simple, 988. That will help you out. That will get you right. And conversations can save and change a life.
There we go. Thank you, ma'am. On that note, since we are giving our final thoughts right on point, Tony, I see you down in the bottom there. I'm going to ask you, what are your final thoughts, sir?
Final thought is just get some sleep the night before. It's going to be an early game. You have to wake up early to get to this game at 12:30. Since it is St. Patrick's Day, drink responsibly. AAA is going to be out and about, so just call them and have your car towed home if needed to be. There is Uber's Lyft, because I'd rather see you guys the next day than, you know, having to get a bad phone call the next morning that something bad has happened to someone close to us.
Yeah, I mean, all love to you guys. Be safe, be smart about this, and utilize the services are there, especially this weekend. I mean, anytime it's St. Paddy's Day weekend, there's a lot of support out there to prevent, you know, accidents and foolishness. So look out for each other. And if you see somebody struggling at the tailgate or struggling at the game, look out for them too. That's what we do here. Aracela, your final thoughts before we head out today?
For my final thoughts, I can't, unfortunately, watch the game on Saturday because I will actually be out at a St. Patrick's Day parade, but I will keep the safety note going of please just don't be stupid. Even though it's an early match, it does not give you the right to act a certain way. And as everyone has mentioned here, whether if it's a mimosa or a green beer, please be responsible. Please always have a backup plan. Eat, like Tony mentioned, with AAA or just simply calling a friend. And of course, just have a great time.
Thank you, Araceli, for that. Have a great time at the parade. That's always fun. It's one of my favorite holidays, I'm gonna lie.
It's a lot the of first fun of it, many, so. And one of the benefits of KC is that we have a very large Irish community, so we take it very seriously over here.
There we go.
We don't have parades or anything for it. We just drink.
Right. That's the other thing. For me, I think tradition, when we could, when Flogging Molly was playing in LA for most St. Paddy's days, we, you know, that's always been amazing. Again, all love to Flogging Molly. I know Dave King has been super under the weather, having some medical stuff going on. So all love to them, hoping they're, you know, a quick recovery and get him back on the road, because he's a road guy. He loves to be on the road. So we're hoping, you know, for a quick recovery so they get back out there. But on St. Paddy's Day weekend and the lead up to it, yeah, all love to those guys. On my note, I'm going to say this. I can't wait to see you all this weekend. Do not hesitate to talk to us while you see us walking around out there. We love having the conversations, especially about the black and gold, guys. And yeah, do it right. We got to get some noise out there. The guys need our full support as they play this busy, busy schedule. Have fun with this one. And of course, stay safe and stay golden like we always do. And on that note, final word, Bam.
Stay golden.
Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
Araceli.
Stay golden.
And for me to you once again, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.